Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Let's start with a six-pack today, Limits. Let's go. We have so many things to talk about, and we have a treat. Is it Matt DiMarcico? Is that the name?
DiMarcico.
Matt DiMarcico.
DiMarcico.
Yeah.
He's from Wexford.
The guy who scored from Wexford. DiMarcico.
The Penn State version maybe of a golden goal if they win the whole thing.
Yes, sir. He scored the goal that is sending Penn State to the Frozen Four. We're going to talk to him in the second segment. But yes, a six-pack. Ron is already on beer number 8 in Fort Myers. Maybe we can catch up fast.
Did you catch up with him, by the way?
No, I didn't.
Oh.
I know. We were having problems of our own on the vacation, and Ron didn't get a hold of me the couple times he snuck into Pittsburgh.
Fair.
This wasn't
That's
retaliatory,
fair.
But, you know, I didn't feel any great need for it. Let's start where we always start, for God's sakes. I know you started with the Pirates. We'll get to that. It's Aaron Rodgers. And what Art Rooney had to say yesterday, Bob, the biggest breakthrough quote yet, and it seems completely inevitable now that Aaron Rodgers is on his way to Pittsburgh. Limits, I know I told you Ben was going to be the first quote, but let's hear from Art instead as our first six-pack quote.
Two things from Art. This is first on what the meeting with Aaron Rodgers was like.
It was good to meet him, yeah. We talked about Pittsburgh and all the Pittsburgh coaches he's had over the years, and we talked about Greenfield and how much he knows about Greenfield, and we had a good conversation.
Why does he know Greenfield? Because of McCarthy.
Yeah. McCarthy always talked about Greenfield, I guess.
Now, here's the main one. How does Rooney feel about Aaron Rodgers signing?
You have a good feeling.
Yeah, I mean, we keep getting, you know, positive sort of signals about it. So, I'd say we feel pretty good about it.
Bob, this seems almost like a done deal. I remain convinced it's going to happen on the Pat McAfee event.
You
here
and
in
everyone
Pittsburgh.
Else, and I understand that feeling.
What's your feeling right now on Aaron Rodgers?
I got to believe there's a lot of truth that there's some sort of handshake agreement. I don't think Art would have said that if there wasn't something.
Right.
But also, I'm not, you know, knowing Aaron Rodgers and how he operates, I'm not so sure if that's 100% ironclad there. I think, you know, you'll find out on April 9th. If there's no announcement there and it still goes on, then maybe that's not the case. He also said he's not going to wait forever, although there's no time deadline here.
Well,
what does that mean forever?
If they've identified Aaron Rodgers as their guy at the most critical position in all of sports, then why wouldn't they wait forever at this point? They have
well,
to.
Well, yeah, I guess we're just into April.
At least until the draft.
Well, yeah, I think they need to know, if they don't already, about the draft. You know, if he may say no to you, then that may change a little bit of how you think about the draft. But
I think it's a deal that's already been done.
If it's here, okay, that's fine. You move on. And I think Austin and I are on the same page. After Fields, that was my choice. After that fell apart and didn't work. I mean, I can make a scenario for you where Aaron Rodgers could be very good for this team, provided he gets enough protection. I can also make a case that if he doesn't get the protection, then they're going to have problems on their hands. So But regardless, Joe, their quarterback situation moving forward is still in flux, and they have to at some point address that and fix it.
And I don't think it's been upgraded one bit and maybe downgraded from last year. Like, if you told me right now I could have Aaron Rodgers and Mason Rudolph or Russell Wilson and Justin Fields, I might take choice B. I don't think there's any difference there. I think
Rodgers is better than Russell Wilson if he gets the time.
I disagree, but that's what makes for a good show. Next, let's hear from Ben Roethlisberger on the idea.
The football and podcast.
Of Aaron Rodgers. You've been on the football and podcast.
Yeah, a couple times. He's grown that thing pretty well. He and Spence do a good job with it, and a lot of people listen to it.
Did they serve you at the house? Hors d'oeuvres? Anything like that? Any food? They have a chef there, right?
I think Ashley's the chef. I don't think they have. I think his wife does all that. But, yeah, it was a nice time. I'll leave it at that. There was a big bottle of Louis XIII on the bar.
Oh, wow.
Louis XIII is as high-end as you can get when it comes to cognacs.
Wow. All right. He's done things we haven't, Limits. That's why he is the popular man on the show.
Indeed. Here is what Ben Roethlisberger had to say. This was on his football and podcast.
Aaron comes in here. The team just gets this much better. I mean, you get a Hall of Famer in here. It's this much better. I mean, yeah. It's... The offense all of a sudden becomes a different team, you know? And that's not a slight towards anyone here. That's an Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a different animal. You can say what you want. Yeah, he can't move quite like he used to, this and the other. You know what still works? His arm and his brain.
Yeah.
And so I think that that's something that instantly makes this team offensively something to, think about when you've got the weapons and that dude.
Bob, your thoughts?
I agree with him. I think, again, it has to be the perfect situation. You know, you have to be in a position where you know that you're going to provide him with the protection he needs. He now has DK Metcalf, and assuming they have both he and Pickens, with other options, I think he could be effective. I do.
He's saying, though, that clearly he just said that this would be an upgrade on last year, but your first choice would have been Fields.
Fields is, yeah, only because he has more upside. And that's how I felt all along. If you're going to sign Fields, given everything that Mike has said about quarterback mobility, he fits what you're looking for with the potential that he could upgrade his performance in the passing game, which means you may have solved your quarterback problem, who knows, just by re-signing him if he does what the potential says he can do. So that's why I wanted Justin Fields. But since that's no longer an availability, Aaron Rodgers, I think, is a better thrower and a better in-pocket quarterback than Russell Wilson, in my opinion.
Well, I won't deny that he can still throw. He can do that, but he better have plenty of time because he has started to throw more picks. These past couple of years, his final year in Green Bay, his first year with the Jets, his first full year, so he started to throw more picks. He's less mobile. He's less accurate. 30th in the league in completion percentage, and he's going to be working in an Arthur Smith Mike Tomlin offense with at least one highly problematic wide receiver. So call me crazy, Bob, but I'm not predicting as good an outcome as you or Ben seem to be doing.
I don't know what the outcome will be. I'm just, merely saying the potential is there for it to be a good offense. The potential is also there that it won't be based on things you said. So they believe for 1 year, and this is a 1 year offer, apparently.
How much you think?
30, probably.
I think 40 plus.
You think that much?
That's my prediction there. I think it's going to begin with a 4.
That's a lot. But if you give him the proper protection, I think he still can do some things in the pocket that can make you much more effective.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.